Oh my gosh, Ella, I met a friend named Ellie through Snapchat, and she is the nicest person ever.
That's great news. Have you met her personally?
No, but we've been texting each other every day, and I've never felt so connected with someone. We're grabbing lunch together tomorrow. I'm so excited.
Don't you find it strange that you've never personally talked to her?
Nah, it's fine. We're best friends already. It's gonna be great.
A few moments later.
Hey, Emily, how's it going?
I'm doing fine. What about you?
I'm fine too, I guess. So, what's up?
Not much. This is Ella,
Ellie.
and Emily from the Ulta Pan Podcast Network.
Many people communicate through technology with ease, whether it be on social media or text messaging. But when it comes to physical, verbal communication, results can vary.
The question, how does technology impact our social skills, can be answered in various ways. Expertise have found out communicating through technology limits our practice and social skill development.
We do not learn how to negotiate differences, and it impacts the development of leadership skills, empathy, conflict resolution, communication, and expression of emotions.
Every year, technology is advancing and people are being more accustomed to technology instead of face-to-face conversations. According to New York Behavioral Health, they have stated that nonverbal communication is an important part of communicating, and it includes facial expressions, eye contact, tone of voice, as well as posture, space between individuals, etc.
How does technology impact your social skills?
I'm becoming more savvy on how to use social media in terms of how to communicate, texting, or how to post something good online. That's all increasing. I'm getting better at that. I don't know if I'm necessarily becoming better at maintaining a good conversation with people in real life, because sometimes you get that itch to look at your phone, and then sometimes you like stop yourself in the middle of conversation, like, oh, let me look that up on my phone. And then like the conversation kind of gets derailed a little bit. I do think it's probably negatively impacting our face-to-face a little bit.
The statement shows that people are getting used to communicating online more than we are to communicate face-to-face. This was Mr. Johnson, a sixth grade science teacher. Since the creation of different social media apps, like Instagram and Snapchat, use of communication through technology increased rapidly. Referring to New York Behavior Health, children ages 8 to 18 spend over 7.5 hours a day, 7 days a week, using social sites outside of school.
In your opinion, do you communicate most efficiently through technology or physically?
I think I communicate better through technology, but not through texting. I think phone calls. And I think that's.
An anonymous eighth grader spends about 7 hours on Instagram and 2 hours on Snapchat daily. An anonymous adult spends an average of 2 hours in total of social media daily. It is very clear that social media is affecting our current generation more than our previous generation.
Is a little bit of a dying art because I'll call my friends or my family and they'll be like, well, why didn't you just text me? It's like, because I don't want to text you. I want to have a conversation with you. So maybe physically is my answer because I still look people in the eyes and like to have conversations. But my answer has to be through technology because of the phone calls. But even those are going away too.
With the use of technology, actions do in fact differ. As for technology, you have the advantage to act like a different person because your emotions are concealed digitally, whereas in person, your social skills and emotions are more distinct.
This is Ashley in eighth grade.
Do your actions differ when you are on technology?
My actions differ when I am on technology because sometimes when I'm on my phone doing something, I pay less attention to the people and my surroundings.
This is Cole in eighth grade.
When I'm on technology, my actions differ in some ways because there's there for you to say to their face. And when you're on technology, you're behind the screen, so you have like more stuff to say because you're not afraid of the consequences.
According to research done on average time spent on social media in a lifetime, an average human spends a year and 10 months on YouTube, a year and 7 months on Facebook, a year and 2 months on Snapchat, 8 months on Instagram, and 18 days on Twitter. These statistics show that people these days are more likely to communicate through social media apps than having a real-life conversation.
To summarize, technology interferes with social skills and is becoming bigger through social media apps and causes actions to differ. Technology is consuming our entire population by the minute, and sooner or later, we will, as a whole, rely on technology for our everyday use.
According to Broadband Search, by 2021, more than 3 billion people are expected to be on social media, nearly 40% of the entire world's projected population in that year. Today, approximately 3.8 billion, which is over 40% of our world's population, utilize the internet. Technical usage can expose us to influential information around the world so that we are more aware and empathetic. Our population can branch out of their comfort zones and gain independence.
Although with further usage, we will begin to become less interactive with each other and unhealthily more reliant on technology use. As humans, we will risk becoming more addicted to our personal devices and begin to drastically change. Technology isn't just affecting how we communicate, but how we live in our society. Especially for younger adults, they will start comparing themselves to other people's perfections, and with this, it will lower our self-esteem and our identities. In other words, social media is a more prone platform to experience personal attacks and toxicity by mental means.